Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back is Daniels. Throws the pass. Intercepted! On a tip, running with the football. It is MJ Devenshire still on his feet. He's at the five. He's into the end zone for a Panther touchdown. You have to be here.
Let's go!
Someone put butter on that ball, Billy, but not for Devenshire.
And the place went absolutely crazy. It is something that will certainly live in Panther lore for a very, very long time. And the man of the moment, MJ Devenshire, joins us right now on KDKA. Hey, you had three interceptions in a state championship game. You had a big interception against Carolina in overtime last year. I'm thinking that maybe this one was bigger than any of those other ones. Yes? No? What do you think, MJ?
Yeah, definitely bigger than the state championship, and definitely bigger than North Carolina last year.
Have you wiped a smile off your face yet? I mean, you've just got to be absolutely Cheshire grin right now, smiling all around Oakland.
Yeah, my dad told me to enjoy it because we were talking, and I was like, I started talking about next week's game and being ready to play, and he was like, You got some time. Give it till Saturday to worry about next week. Enjoy this one.
So absolutely.
I've definitely been smiling.
Absolutely. MJ Devenshire joining us here. He had the interception and the pick six last night as the Panthers end up beating West Virginia, putting them away 38-31. MJ, take us through the recruiting process for you coming out of Aliquippa, because you ran track, you played basketball, you were obviously a very, very good football player as well. You ended up going to the SEC instead of staying here closer to home, but ultimately transferred back. What was it that, in your mind, made going away to school the right call for you, at least originally?
Just wanting to be away from home, venture out, and trying to find myself and figure out who I was and find my identity for myself. I learned a lot at Kentucky and made a bunch of great friends and still guys that I still talk to this day before games. So it was a great experience, and then getting to come home after learning so much and being in a different environment away from home. Kentucky is a lot different, and meeting guys from different places, and from Florida, Kentucky, Texas, California, meeting different guys and getting to see how they live and the differences between where they're from and where I'm from taught me so much.
No question about that. And I want you to talk about the atmosphere of a game, because so much is made about, you know, LSU games at night. So much is made about playing between the hedges in Georgia or going to Auburn or Alabama. I mean, you had a chance to see those things. Help me to understand what the SEC atmosphere is like compared to what you saw last night at Acrisure Stadium in your hometown of Pittsburgh.
Last night was crazy compared to, like you said, being between the hedges. I played a night game down there, primetime ESPN my freshman year, and Auburn a season opener. Even though it was COVID, it was still jumping. Alabama, I've been to a lot of places, but last night was special, especially when it's your hometown. Tennessee was a crazy environment for me every time I've been there, but when it's your fans and they're behind you and you're not getting booed and they're doing the booing for the other team, it's like crazy just to have them on your side, and you can get them hyped whenever you want. It was amazing. That was the best environment I've been in.
MJ, when you saw the pass being thrown in your direction, the guy had been catching absolutely everything all night long, and then the ball goes up in the air. I mean, you've been doing tip drills, I'm sure, since you were 6 years old, and I'm sure you're probably saying, why do we have to do these stupid tip drills, coach? Well, we know we're going to catch the football, and yet at the same time, it happens in a game, and that's why you do tip drills, right?
Yeah. Like you said, I've been playing football since I was three, and I've been playing corner since. So tip drills are definitely something we've always done, but I never seen it in game really truly happened like that. So when it happened in slow motion, when it left his hands, I just seen it falling into my hands. So I was prepared to try to make the tackle, get him down in bounds, try to keep the clock running, but he dropped it and it landed in my hands, and I was like, oh, we got to score. And I seen a crease boss Savassie and Brandon Hill, they were waving me to come this way, so I tried to set up the block so I could hit the crease. And once I hit the crease, the crowd just got even louder. And normally in plays, I can never hear the crowd, but last night, like, I heard them, and they got louder, and I knew I was like, oh, I'm about to score. I just knew I couldn't get a penalty.
MJ, here's the big question. If you've got Savassie Dennis in front of you as your lead blocker, you like your chances getting to the house, right?
If I have Savassie beside me doing anything, I like my chances. That's my guy.
No question. No question. What a great, great moment it was last night for you and for the Panthers and for Pittsburgh sports as well. MJ joining us. Devonshire, of course, last night he had the pick six that put Pitt on top of WVU. What was the atmosphere in the locker room afterwards? I mean, everybody says, oh, this is going to be a lopsided game. A win is a win, whether it's by one or whether it's by 18, right? I mean, you get into the locker room. I know Coach was not crazy about some things. Lots of things to clean up, he said afterwards. But what was the atmosphere among the players, and how does that help to sort of solidify who this team is moving into the season with Tennessee coming next week?
We talk about facing adversity, and I think for the most part we did that last night. Things weren't going our way a lot of times, and we found a way, and that was what we had to do. We blue-faced it. We found a way to get it done, and the atmosphere in the locker room was crazy. We had so much fun. We played music. We were dancing. It was a party in the locker room. We party after every win. So this one just seemed to felt a little bit more special since the rivalry's back and we got to win the first one.
Did you get to dunk the football on the sideline after the interception, or did you hold on to that one for a while?
I didn't. I knew we had to go back, so I just had to take a seat and catch my breath so that way, because I knew we were right back on the field. We had to close the game out. Business wasn't done.
Any chance that football ended up in your locker or in your backpack? I mean, do you know where that ball is, or do you just give it to the equipment guys and say, let's go play the next one?
100%. It's in my lap right now. I definitely got the ball.
MJ, this is so great to have you here. I know that you got a little bit of time off because of the Thursday game. What do you do on a Friday night? I mean, how much do you keep in touch with Aliquippa football and what's going on back there? Any chance you're going to be able to get home and see some games at all this year?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go tonight. Shout out to, I always say, Brandon and DJ, Brandon Banks and DJ Walker.
Yeah.
But I talk to them every day. Those are my guys, like my little brothers. So I'm definitely going tonight since we off. And then the bye week, if I'm home, I'm definitely going to our game again. So I any chance I get, I try to go support my guys.
Really, really great stuff. Hey, congratulations on not only the win, but also the individual play. And I know that you say, hey, the win's way more important than what you did. But people will be talking about it for a very long time. And thanks for helping us to understand and share your joy. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, sure appreciate it. MJ Devonshire here, the star of the show last night for Pitt. There are a lot of good plays, but that was the one that a lot of people will remember for a very long time. His interception seals it late as Pitt wins by a touchdown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.